broadcasting from the planet Earth. This is Apollo Mighty Extreme Comedy Presentation.
The Alt.Dot Comedy Lounge. Live comedy every Monday night at 9 at the Rivoli, 334 Queen Street, West Toronto. The Alt.Dot, where laughter is routine.
Please give it up for your host and MC, it's Mr. Matt O'Brien!
How you guys doing? There are the lights. That's what great music to get the crowd pumped up. What was that, Phantom of the fucking Opera? What a nightmare. How you guys doing? You guys feeling good? Woo! This guy's showing up late. Fresh from taking a big dump. There we go. That's all it takes to get the lights on. Say big dump. Thank you guys for coming out. You guys came out on a great night. Thank you for enjoying the air conditioning. Thank you for not catching any Pokemon during the show. Is anybody else using that app just to see dead bodies? There's a lot out there. Apparently it works very well, according to the news. I didn't think that riff would work either off the top. Thanks anyway for coming. Table one, thank you for coming. Jen, Michael, of course. Where are the rest? Are they coming soon? They're Pokemoning? I'm not going to talk about Pokemon anymore. That's great. We're all adults here. What's happening here? Guy texting in the front row? Good shit. This is already off to a raving start. I'm already that much not entertaining. He's like, what the fuck else is happening in this godforsaken town? There's a big lineup at the Horseshoe. Couple. Where the fuck are these people? Who's now? Well, this is also, you might notice this thing over here. This is being recorded for, a little thing called Sirius XM Radio. Give them a round of applause. You're on the fucking radio. Some uncle is driving to Aurelia in his rental car, and he's listening to you right now. He's tuning in. That's the only time I get satellite radio, rental car or with an uncle. So that's it. What, sir, you're close to the microphone. What do you want to yell at the satellite audience?
What's up, Uncle Hank?
What's up, Uncle Hank? You still wearing jean overalls, no shirt underneath? Classic Aurelia. Love these localized jokes. So what's happening here? You guys here on a date?
Second date.
That's an aggressive answer. That was. Did you guys hear that? You guys here on a date? Second date! How dare you think it's the first one, you fuck! Second date!
I made it.
Where'd you guys meet? Somewhere intense? Just the inside of a lit fireplace?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that? Just a fire? You guys met in a fire? Cool. I like that you're riffing back with me. This is nice. I don't want... Give me a reel in. Where'd you get... Was it Tinder?
Tinder?
Was it Tinder?
Oh, man. Come on, Bumble.
Oh, you Bumbled? So she had to answer you...
Something like that.
I like your something like that answers. This is the guy... This is second date, and he's already using something like that. Where the fuck were you last night? I don't know. Thinking with the guy, something like that. I don't know. Very confident man. Something like that. The 2016 yada, yada, yadas. That's good. Well, thanks for coming. Three dudes here, right? Ready to... Fuck! Right? Guy with a backwards hat, just thinking about his BMX bike. That's what you're looking at your phone. You're like, oh, I fucking missed my BMX! Oh, I was Xing right now. Does he call it? Do you have a BMX bike? No, but you want one. Of course. Me? I don't want one. I don't know. That's cool. Maybe you like, but you do something. You do something extreme sports, like, or you just have a GoPro camera on you right now? Do you, like, skateboard or something? Do you longboard? Ugh. No. Do you ever see an adult longboarder? You're like, if the aliens are looking at us right now, please abduct all of them. Take all the adult longboarders out of here. We don't need that. I saw a guy in a fucking suit longboarding to work. I just hope he just died. You see a guy, like, you know, it goes from immediately, like, I hate the person to just die. Like, do you know what I mean? Like I was walking here and I saw a guy driving a Lamborghini, too. And do you ever look at a guy driving a Lamborghini and be like, good for him, he earned it. Like, everybody on the street is just like, fuck this guy. Like I heard some people mumble. They're like, I hope he fucking crashes and dies. He probably worked hard to earn it, but everyone's like, he's such an asshole. He got that car. What an asshole. That's great. This is a great street to get mad at people. Like I saw the other day, I saw a guy on a unicycle. I hope he fucking dies. I don't care. Everybody on the street, like, everybody stopped conversation and went, fuck off! Like, people were shooing him out of the neighborhood. A unicycle. Like, it goes four expensive wheels or one stupid wheel. Either way, people hate you, I think. I walked by a group of women, like, they were walking towards me, and I was holding in a sneeze, because I didn't want to sneeze near them, right? I didn't want to hear them go, ill. But I just held it in aggressively, which just made it look like I was really excited to see them. Which I hated. I was just like, I'm 31 years old, and walking by women is still the scariest thing I can ever do with my day. Do you know what I mean? Like four or more. Four, that's a network of people. I don't like that. Like three I can handle. Through like four, there's like one's a scout, one's on social media, two of them are talking shit. I don't like this. This guy's already done with the show. He's out of here. He's like, what are we talking about, girls now? How old is this guy? Like, you ever walk by, like, women as they're... I'm still fucking doing the bit. Did you ever walk by... Oh, yeah, another one's here. Carolyn's here. Give it up for Carolyn. Give it up for this. This table's here every goddamn week. Can you give it up for this table one? Carolyn, Michael, Jed. Another one's here sometimes. Every goddamn week. They watch comedians just up here just writhing around in their own sweat. Just trying to work on a bit about walking by women. That may or may not be working. This table of attractive people over here very much freaks me out. There's like seven people that look like they just got off work at Jackassers. Absolutely. Like, you have that vibe about you. You're like, been working all day? I heard at least three bros earlier. Like a bro, bro! Like, you know what I mean? Aggressive bros. See? Echoing through the room. What else did I have about walking here? I had a bunch of walking here bits. I thought this holding in the sneeze thing was going to be great. Oh, thank you. I think someone said it was gold. Did I make that up?
Maybe. Maybe you did.
I was, this happened to me the other day. I was in Trinity Bellwoods Park because that's where I like to hang out during the day. That tells you I have no day job. Just hang out in the park, 11 a.m., just watching dogs experiment with each other. They don't know what they're doing. They're so confused and horny. Just rolling around the grass. And here's what I learned. I learned that if you drive a pickup truck, you can just drive through the park whenever you want. Absolutely. I was there in the park. Some just random guy in a pickup truck went off Queen, through the park, and then back on Dundas. And nobody was like, what are you doing? Like, everyone's like, he's probably fixing the bushes or something. I don't know. It's a pickup truck. That's like that's a car that makes you look busy. Like, you look like you're an authority figure. Like, if a pickup truck pulled up to me randomly and was like, get in the back, I'd be like, well, you probably work for the city. Take me where you need me, you pickup truck. Like, windowless van, no, but you take the top off, I'd completely trust you. Why is that? Because public can see me? I don't know. I don't know why that is. Hey, do you think NASA should cool it on finding other Earths? You know what I'm talking about? I read a lot about space. A lot about space. Because I love a good anxiety attack. You ever read about space? It's like, it doesn't even like ease you into space. Like, the first space fact is like, Pluto is 6 billion miles away. And you're like... That's why I like reading about space. And every week, like, there's like, NASA is always like, hey, we found like 3 more Earths out there. They're great. They're bigger, more water. Let's get into it. And I'm like, can you stop telling the general public this? Like, the general public does not need this. It's not like we're going to be like, pack your bags. Like, it's just going to activate stupid people just being like, oh, well, this other Earth, let's fuck up this one, right? Like, isn't that every environmentalist cause's slogan? It's always just like, one Earth, one, let's take care of this. That's the slogan per verbatim. One, let's just, everyone relax. Right? And then NASA's over here just being like, hey, no, we got like 7 more. Let's fuck this one up. Like, that's going to be the new, like, environmentalist slogan. It's going to be like, they're going to be like weird babysitters from now on just being like, you can't have second Earth until you finish first Earth. You can't have dessert Earth. That's not fully fleshed out yet. I think it's because I just launched into it. I think I could almost hear a woman roll her eyes. Do you guys read about space? That's what I think eye rolling sounds like. I'm not looking at notes. I'm looking at a video of me on a scrambler. Woo! What? It was like a parking lot carnival. Do you remember you ever ride the scrambler?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Oh my God, thank God you guys showed up because my last joke didn't get a laugh, and that did. We're going to get the show started. Are you guys ready for the show or what? We're going to get this, what is it called? Comedy train rolling? I feel like it's pulling out of the station and it's going to choo-choo down the tracks of laughter. Jesus Christ. It's already a disaster.
Choo-choo.
With your first act, dear good friend of mine, you're going to love him. He writes for This Hour's 22 Minutes on CBC. He's here for you tonight. Please give a huge round of applause for Bob Kerr, everybody.
Hi. Howdy. So I'm fat. Yeah. Your laughter hurts or makes me feel better. I can't tell. Here's how I know I'm fat. I can see the top of my cheeks always. They're just in my field of vision now. You know what I mean? Like, my face pushes out, but my eyes, like, they stay right fucking there. Your eyes don't get fat with you. That is a tip. I'm, like, working on widescreen vision right now. It's rough being fat, man. Everything is tougher. It's tougher now. I just, like the doctor told me, I got sleep apnea. Do you thin 20-year-olds know what sleep apnea is? No. It's where you stop breathing in your sleep. Do you know what that means? That means, for me, that sleeping is such an arduous task that I run out of breath. The fuck? Oh, man. I recently had a breakup. We wanted different things, my girlfriend and I. She wanted kids, and I wanted to break up, so I won. And that's what relationships are about. I don't know if I'm ready to have kids, though, yet. I don't know if I'm ready to have kids. I'm not sure. And I'm in my mid-30s. And my friends are like, well, if you don't know if you're ready to have kids, then, like, get a dog and see. Right? I guess that's what people do. People get a dog to see if they're ready to have kids. And other people will get, like, a cat to see if they're ready to have stepkids, right? Like, just feed it and tolerate it. Right? That's how it works. I don't want to bring a kid in a world where Donald Trump could be president. Yeah. Not even, like, might be president. Just where he could be president. Like, where it's just possible. Like, people are torn between, like, having a megalomaniacal psychopath as a president or a lady. Like, it's tough. I get it. It's a hard decision. And he's fucking racist, too, right? Like, this is what I heard. This is the latest I heard. Not only does he want to build a wall against Mexico, he wants to put the words "and improved" in the middle of New Mexico. Did you hear that? What a fucking asshole. Hey guys, you think artists, when they're done their painting, their masterpiece, they take a step back and they're like, one day, this could be a puzzle. One day, if I really make it. And I think it's about time that shepherds admit they don't know what pie is. Yes. You're right to cheer that. Sitting ovation, ladies and gentlemen. That's what keeps me out of Just for Laughs. People are too tired during my set to stand. If this goes well, I'll do a encore. So this is something that I did recently. I have a friend who borrowed my laptop to go on Facebook, and then he left his Facebook on my laptop. And, you know, there's people that, when they do that, they like, put it in, they'll just write a status update like, I like to eat farts. And, and like, you know, it's obvious, right? The person's like, oh, you bastard. But I don't like to go that route. So I went on his Facebook, and I went to his settings, and I put it so that the only person that could see his posts was me. So it was like a... So there was like a day or two where he was just like posting, like, you know, like a puppy dog sneezing or something. And it's just me that likes it. And I'm like, that's what I call an a-chihuahua. And then I'll like that comment as well, because I'm that guy. So it really came to a head... a couple of days ago. He writes this update. Thinking about seeing Ghostbusters Saturday, who's in? I like it. Just me. And I comment, already saw it, but enjoy. Next post. Anyone want to see Ghostbusters tonight, 7 p.m., Young and Dundas? Anyone? I give it a thumbs up. And I comment, already saw it, but enjoy. He comments, yeah, you said that already. And then in all caps, anybody else? His next status update. Well, Ghostbusters was fun. Even if it was by myself. I give it a thumbs up. And I comment, I wasn't too crazy about it. He comments, what the fuck is going on? His next status. If we're friends, please like this status. I give it a thumbs up. And I comment, true blue. The next status, thinking of leaving Facebook. I give it a sad face. And I comment, gonna miss ya, but you do you. And then he comments, seriously, why are you the only one that cares? I comment, Maybe it was that Hillary Clinton rant. To which he replied, you did something. All right, I'm Bob Kerr. Have a good night.
Hey, this is Ali Hassan, generally harmless Muslim. Shouldn't have even brought it up. Anyway, you are listening to the Alt-Aut Comedy Lounge in Toronto on Sirius XM.
We're going to keep this comedy train rolling, of course. Of course. What else are we going to do tonight but keep the comedy train rolling? Your next act. I'm sorry if we have the most electrifying man in entertainment here tonight. Your next act, if you were to ask me one word for the way I have sex, it would be this. Please, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Marito Lopez, everybody!
Yes! I fucking love coming out at the Rivoli because it makes you turn up to white people music. You know what I mean? Like, that is some turn up right there. You know what I'm saying? Good-looking ass crowd, you guys, my man, ripped jeans, boxers showing, Asian girl fighting racism with your dick right now, dog. You're killing it. This guy's the man, man. You look like me, bro, if I would have drank milk as a child. I feel good around you. All right? I just want to be you, dog. Ripped jeans. Fuck, man, I can't pull that shit off. All right? I'm dressing whack right now. Okay? I'm wearing a wife beater. Do you understand that? No laundry, okay? This isn't a fashion statement. I just got no new clothes right now, okay? Okay, I look like they ran out of comics tonight, so they got a dishwasher from the back to tell some jokes. You know, right? Like, I'm just in the back scrubbing dishes. And they're like, we ran out of comics. Take the apron off, Hector. Follow your dreams. And I'm like, sí, para mi familia. Like, I look like a villain from Narco right now, okay? But it's sort of cool because I sort of feel like I look like Raul from Dangerous Minds. I feel great. You know, like if you took me to a French restaurant, I wouldn't know how to order the chicken, right? Like, yeah, but do they got chicken though? Yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Killing it. I like the multiculturalism at the front, you know, just to make me feel good. Tip of the iceberg. All white people. Love that shit. That's great. Makes me feel good. You know what I'm saying? I was in Brooklyn, Ontario. You guys know where that is? Brooklyn, Ontario. Right? Small town. Let me tell you something. You laugh at Brooklyn, Ontario. But they got the best ice cream in the game. All right? Small towns kill the ice cream game. If you get ice cream at Baker Botts over here in Toronto or whatever the fuck, right, that Jesus place down the street. Yo, if you get that shit and you think you're eating ice cream, get the fuck out of here, all right? You're not eating ice cream until you go to a small town, okay? And there's racism in the air. Okay? If your ice cream isn't being served by an ambiguously aged white girl, you ain't eating ice cream. All right, you gotta look at that white girl like, God damn, is she 16? She's sort of hot. Right? Like, that's some real shit, right? Like, I feel like you served good ice cream back in your day. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not saying that. Oh, fuck, that sounded really bad. You're fly as fuck. Do you know what I mean? I'm gonna bring it back. You look like, you're so fly as fuck that you look like, if you ever went to my country, El Salvador, you would get kidnapped right away. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we started dating, like, I know you got a tall brown man, that's the shit, I love you, fight racism all the time, okay? But, like, if you ever dated me and, like, I had a tall girl like you and we went to El Salvador, they would give me a banana company. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how fly you are. You guys are an awesome audience, for real, though, man. I feel great. I feel jacked. You're the man, dude. I want you to be my bodyguard for the fuck of it. Okay, polo shirt, okay? I've never seen a polo man that big on a shirt before. You're a big dude, bro. I want to be your friend. Let me climb on your shoulders after the show. We'll be like a brown transformer. It'll be the shit. We'll go out into the streets and fight crime. Right? You do the beating and I'll do the shit talking. It'll be amazing. And we can pick out a tall girl, bro, because she's gone right now. You know what I mean? We'll pick out a tall chick. You do the fucking I whisper poetry in their ear. like roses are red, violets are blue, we're gonna fuck the shit out of you. I like, who's going, whoa, that's the greatest. I love comedy, man, but like I love hip hop even more. You know what I mean? We got any hip hop fans in the house? Hip hop fans? Yes. Comedy's dope, man, but like I always wanted to be a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like I even went to New York 7 years ago to go follow my dreams, right? I went out there with my boys and I told them, listen, man, I'm gonna go out into the streets. I'm gonna battle someone. Puff Daddy's gonna see me. Jay-Z's gonna see me. I'm gonna become a star. And they were like, okay, let's do it, right? So we went out to Brooklyn, right? A bar, started taking shots. I took 6 shots, guys. I blacked out, okay? All right, I'm a little dude. Back then, I was even smaller, okay? I had a shaved head and no beard. I looked like a Latino Caillou. I was adorable. Okay, I can't drink, all right? I can't do a lot of things because I'm small. The only thing I can do because I'm small is take a bath in a bathtub comfortably. That's it. I can swim to the other side. But other than that, I'm fucked. I can't do it. You know what I mean? So I blacked out, okay? Blacked out, 6 shots, I'm done. You guys ever black out and you come to in a different location? Different situation, you ain't even with your boys anymore. Okay, I blacked out, my friends were gone. I wasn't even at the bar anymore, okay? The sun was up, I was under the Brooklyn Bridge, okay? Surrounded by 6 Puerto Rican dudes. All right, they all looked like you, dog. They were beautiful men, just big guys. I was in the middle of a rap cipher, guys. Okay, my dreams were coming true. And they were staring at me like, what you gonna spit next, son? And I was like, fuck, I don't know, I'm from Canada. But at that moment, it felt like Biggie's soul came into my body, all right? And I started spitting incredibly. I was like, yo, you can't knock the flyest. Don't stop the riots. Arms too short to box, so I throw rocks, Goliath. Oh! And then they beat the fuck out of me, guys. It was the worst. Did you guys like that second kick? But I can't drink, man. I'm too little. Yeah. Like, I'm tiny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm never going to take Viagra when I'm older because I don't think my little body can take a whole pill. You guys know when you put a hot dog in the microwave and it splits in the middle? All right, guys. My name is Marito Lopez. You guys are fucking amazing. Thank you. Latinos are the future.
You're listening to the Alt Dog Comedy Lounge on Sirius XM at the Rivoli in Toronto.
Your next act, you may recognize his sweet, sultry voice from CBC's The Debaters. He's here for you tonight. Please give a huge round of applause for John Steinberg!
Hey there. Hey. How's it going? Good to hear. So I'm trying to eat better. I need to gain some weight. Yeah, these were supposed to be skinny jeans. Not when I wear them. Now they're just jeans. Yeah, I had lunch with a buddy from out of town today at Boston Pizza. That place is awful. Well, here's the thing is, I've been to Boston, the city, and they're actually not known for pizza. Nobody there brags about the pizza. They tell you to have the seafood, or the beans, or the cream pie. Nobody goes on about the pizza there. And now this place opened right by me in the East End. It's called Detroit-style pizza. It's another city not known for its pizza. You know, we complain that Americans don't know anything about our country. We don't even know where they make the good pizza. I don't think you could open a chain in the States, like 150 locations, called Winnipeg Lobster Shack. People would just take your word for it. That's where the good lobsters are. So I do this for a living. It's not bad. Thanks for the support. That's nice. Actually, I think a stand-up comedian is just a job that somebody made up to keep people like me from handling your food. And sometimes after a show, someone will come up to me and they'll ask me if I really talk like this. And I tell them that I do. Then usually they say something like, wow, you must be high like all the time. That's not it, actually. I actually had a brain tumor when I was a kid. Yeah, I'm all right now, though. Had it removed when I was 11. You know, they don't let you keep your tumor. It's true. I asked the nurse. She said, what do you need it for? I said, what do you need it for? Anyhow, I had it removed, and I'm all right now. But that's why I talk like this. That plus I'm high all the time. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I smoke a lot of weed. Yeah, an interesting fact about marijuana that a lot of people don't know. I'm looking to buy some. Yeah. They say it decreases your motivation. Now, I think that's only a problem if you're the kind of person who's motivated to do good things in the first place. Like if you're motivated to make a bunch of sandwiches and hand them out to homeless people, probably you should lay off the weed. Because you're just going to end up making one sandwich. It's not going to get to the homeless people. Yeah, but I don't get those type of urges myself. I get motivated in weird ways. Like I was dry for a couple days last week, had all this extra motivation. I ended up throwing on one of those rubber donkey masks. Went to the park and threw rocks at children. Yeah, it's something I've been thinking about doing for a long time. I wake up every morning, I look at my donkey mask and my bowl of rocks. I'm like, maybe today. Then I smoke a joint and those plans go out the window. And I can tell the room was divided on that one. Some of you are confused. You're like, is this guy saying that he enjoys throwing rocks at children? Not at all. What I enjoy is relaxing in the park wearing my donkey mask. But you do that, kids start to get curious. Tend to gather round. The rocks keep them at bay. Rare that you get an applause break for throwing rocks at children. I'll take it. So I smoke a lot of weed. I think that's what I was saying. I had to quit doing the hallucinogenics, though. Yeah, apparently there's these frogs in Australia that'll make you hallucinate if you lick them. I'm pretty sure we have animals right here in Canada that'll make you hallucinate. We just don't know because we haven't licked them yet. Yeah, if I ever get close enough to a grizzly, though, giving it a shot. If you're within licking distance of a grizzly, you got nothing to lose. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Andrew Riveme, and you're listening to the Alt Dot Comedy Lounge, taped live from the Rivoli every Monday night in downtown Toronto. The Alt Dot on Sirius XM's Canada Laughs, channel 168.
I was watching TV. I was finishing up Stranger Things. We were mentioning that earlier, and there was a fucking fly in my apartment, and it was like right, like, do you ever watch TV and there's a fly right in your line of vision for like an extended period of time? Like, it could be anywhere else. But it's like right here. Is there a small part of you that is like, is this fly transporting my shrunken friends and they're trying to get a hold of me? You know what I'm talking about? I've watched a lot of movies from the early 90s. I don't want to be that guy, right? Just like, they're, my friends are just like, please help us! Right? I'm like, a small part of you. My apartment's full of flies. Kevin hasn't texted me back. I mentioned earlier my wife was laughing at something that you guys didn't. I am married. Thanks. You don't have to clap. It's weird to clap for that. Who fucking cares, right? No, it's very easy to get married. You just go to City Hall, pay $140. I'm very romantic. It's way less romantic when you use tap to pay for the... Don't use that. Don't do that. It's like, at least put your PIN in. That's the minimal amount of effort. Don't just be like, beep, let's get out of here. Let's go to this fucking thing. We're just a regular old white couple, too. Like, we look like we should be slowly eating guacamole with our eyes closed and being very excited. You know what I mean? Exotic. Just two white people having a good time. I like being married, though. We drink a lot of red wine. We go to farmers markets, and it's my idea now. Yeah, it used to be hers, but I'm like, it's Sunday, let's get out there! Because they can crop up at any second on a Sunday. You can stumble upon them. You ever stumble upon a farmers market? Just fucking, like, flowers and old men that want you to pinch their vegetables? That's nice. Right? I was at this one, like, farmer's market, and just walking through the tents, right? Ukulele player, cider, right? Everyone's, like, just old men just being like, hey. Am I going to the right farmer's markets? I was walking through this farmer's market, and there's one tent that really caught my eye, as it would anybody, and it was a middle-aged man by himself selling homemade lotion. Just all by him, his lonesome. Homemade! Like, first of all, I'm like, I never thought that was a homemade thing. Because I couldn't help but picture this man making the lotion. It's the grossest thing I've ever thought. Just in a basement, swinging naked bulb, just like... like, I don't know how you make lotion. Just tubs, right? Just a cat crying. Ow! Like, first of all, middle-aged man selling lotion, if there was no farmer's market around him, the cops would have been called. Absolutely. But you can't be in a parking lot, middle-aged man just being like, come and put it, rub it in. You can't, like, you can't be a middle-aged man and sell any, like, especially lotion. Like, you could be, like, a little cute old woman and sell lotion, and I'll be like, oh, of course I'll buy your lotion. You're so cute, I'm going to kill you. You can't be a middle-aged man. Middle-aged men are creepy 100% of the time. As nice as your favorite middle-aged man, as nice as he is, he's very creepy in private. He's very creepy. Right? Like, I see this middle-aged man selling lotion, and immediately my brain's like, his dick has been in every one of these. Do not purchase. Just like, for no reason. He's bored. He's retired. He's having a good time. So that's what marriage life is like. Marriage life? Great. We're going to get like a couple more acts, and then I think I might just cartwheel into a pile of boxes in the alley after this. Is that fine? A lot of rats back there. Oh, your next act, though. I have a feeling that he is also on the comedy train, and it's rolling steadily, and you guys are sick of this so much. You're like, fuck, you're gonna have nightmares about a comedy train tonight. Just John Lovitz conducting, and you're like, why? Why is he conducting? But anyway, the comedy train is still rolling very heavily. It's coming to your town. I'm having more fun than you. Your next act is on the train, and he's a comedian. He's so great that he's here. Please give a huge round of applause for the always hilarious Tommy Marshall, everybody!
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Good? You doing good? All right. I'm a big fan of people watching. You guys like people watching at all? Oh, my God, it's the best, right? My favorite place to do it in Toronto is on the subway. It's like the creme de la creme of people watching, you know? I fucking love it so much. But my favorite thing out of all of that is watching people miss the subway. You know what I'm talking about? When you, like, roll into the station and you see some guy in a business suit running down the stairs really quickly, and he's like, oh, God damn it, I can't miss this train! And I like to look out the window and see how far away he is from the door and, like, how long the train's been there. And sometimes I get a big smile and just go, nope. No, he's not going to make it. You're too far, buddy. And then the best part is when the doors slam in their face. Have you ever seen that happen? Because they pretend that they didn't want to get on the train to begin with. You ever seen that? I swear to God, look for it the next time you see, like, a guy going down, like, oh, God damn it, I can't miss this train. Chat, 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 chat. No, that's fine. I can catch the next one. You guys go on ahead. I'll be all right. I was people watching recently at a bar on King, and I was watching a group of gentlemen on vacation, and they were really kind of getting drunk and funny, and then they started talking to me, which was, like, my nightmare, you know? These guys are from a place called Corpus Christi, Texas. You ever heard of that? Yeah, they called it Corpus Christi, Texas. And they called me Canada, even though we were in Toronto at the time. Well, all right, man, whatever. But all I wanted to talk about was ISIS. Like, all right, I don't really... They're like, all I wanted to talk about more specifically is what torture techniques they'd ever do to a member in ISIS if they ever met one. I was like, what, like, you're going to cross paths with one of them? I don't know, winners on a Sunday or something, man? Like, that doesn't make any... One of them looked at me and he's like, hey, I'll tell you what I'd do, Canada, if I ever met one of those ISIS motherfuckers. I'd pull out my shotgun and I'd shove it up his ass. But that was it. He didn't say if he was going to pull the trigger or not. He just said he was going to sodomize a man with his shotgun. And then just leave him, you know? So, like, the whole scenario in my head is just him going, oh, fuck you, terrorist. Yeah! And let that be a lesson to you, sir. Then they were like, what would you do, Canada? And I was like, well, I can't not fuck with these guys in this moment, you know? So I decided to ham up the whole Canadian polite stereotype, you know, and throw in a big hick accent. So I just leaned over and I was like, old buddy. Don't want to know what I'd do to those fucking meat sticks in ISIS, let me tell ya. If I ever came across one of them, wouldn't hold the fucking door open for them, sir. Nope. I would not. They're fucking rude. Oh, man. I was just actually on vacation myself. I was down in the Caribbean. I was in Barbados. If you want to have a great vacation, go there. Although, first day I got there, something weird happened. I went to the beach as soon as we got in. And all over the beach were like these pink gelatinous things, like all around by the water. So I was like kind of worried. And I was like, excuse me, sir, like to this local guy. And I was like, hey, what are these pink gelatinous invertebrates you have all over this beach here? And he's like, oh, those are British tourists. And I was like, oh, really? Oh, shit. Yeah. They fucking cook up down here. Jesus, Murphy. And I was like, no, seriously, man, is there anything on this beach, like a sharks or anything that I should be worried about? And the guy's like, nah, man, no sharks on this beach. What you got to watch out for on this beach, though, is fallen coconuts, because that shit will kill you. Have a nice vacation. And then he just leaves. And I was like, what? Wait, what? Looked it up. Turns out he's telling the truth. Every year, on average, sharks kill about 5 people. Falling coconuts kill 150. Right? That's 150 hilarious cartoon deaths that happen every year that someone's family has to, like, mourn? Like, how do you mourn a family member that died from falling fruit? How do you, like, I was terrified. I was like, imagine I died like that. My friends would be laughing at my funeral. People were like, did you hear how Tommy passed? They'd be like, oh, dead. Fuck, man. What a puss. I'll miss him. Like, what do you do with a what do you do with a coconut after it kills somebody? You give it to the police as like a suspect? You're like, this has got to be the guy that did it, man. It looked just like him. Or do you like give it to the bereaved family? Like, well, here's the coconut that got your paw, ma'am. My condolences. What I would do, though, because I would round them all up and open up my own little bar on the beach just so I could have a sign out front that'd be like, hey, come on down and get yourself, for $5, get yourself a pina colada. That'd be great.
But for $20, you can get a pina colada that's killed a man.
Oh, shit. Would you drink one? Yeah. Fuck yeah. Well, Jesus Christ, good on you. It's like, I like how there was no hesitation. You just get down there and be like, I don't care if it's orphan kids. I'm on fucking spring break. Let's go. Oh, man. I'm a big fan of action movies. I like watching all of action movies. But there's one thing that really pisses me off in action movies, and that's when a cop is like the hero, and he has to steal a car to like go catch the bad guy. You know what I mean? He like takes a civilian's car with his gun and his badge. Yeah, I have yet to see an action movie where we find out if that guy gets his car back at the end of the movie. You know what I'm talking about? Isn't that bullshit? That guy had shit to do that day, too. Like, I want to see the movie where the camera pans, and then it shows this guy. Like, how does he get home now? Like, he's got to call his wife on the phone now, let her know he's going to be late for dinner again. Imagine that horror story. He's just like, hi, honey, gonna be a little late here. Was the damnedest thing. Police officer, he put a gun in my face and he took the Honda. He said he needed it. Because he had a gun in my face, Cheryl. That's why I gave him the car.
No, I didn't take the groceries out of the trunk first.
How am I getting home while I'm not taking the Civic? taking the subway. I gotta go. Here comes one now. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. I gotta get there. That's okay. I'll get the next one. You guys have been phenomenal. My name is Tommy Marshall. Have yourselves a good night.
Well, that's the show. Thank you guys for coming out. Seriously. Also, I'm supposed to tell you that if you were sitting there like, I could fucking do it. There's an open mic on September 6th, and you can come here and you can try to do stand-up, and it's very easy. It's very easy to do. Everybody that did it tonight is their first time doing it, so it's very easy to do. After your first set, you'll get a career in it. You get Just for Laughs will be here, HBO, whatever. So, come by and start your career in stand-up comedy on September 6th. Next week, Brian's actually hosting, and Derek Edwards will be here, and I won't, but you can come back if you want. And can we get some, like, dramatic music, DJ? Like, at the end of Saturday Night Live? That's nice. What is that, Nelly Furtado? Perfect. I want to thank all of you for coming out tonight. SiriusXM Channel 168, Satellite Radio, Uncle Hank, he's listening. Thank you guys so much for coming out. A round of applause for all the acts you saw on the show tonight. I'm Matt O'Brien. Have a good night, everybody. Bye.
The Alt.com Comedy Lounge happens every Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto. For information on upcoming shows, visit alt.comedylounge.com or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. For previous shows, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Catch you next time.